Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi there. This is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you tune in to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. On The Truth is Funny, I bring visionaries and authors, speakers, energy movers that I have met along the way while sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery. They are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. What if you discovered a way to create a powerful reality for success in every area of life, in your relationships, your finances, youthfulness, career, purpose, health, and fitness? My guest today is a modern-day shaman with a very awesome sense of humor. Mark Kettenbach is an energetic person who is focused on results. He is a martial artist with 32 years of experience, and that's in this lifetime, and a certified Yuen Method Mastery practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix energetics trainer, co-founder of N2H, which is nice to have, and boosting intention format. And Mark is also the co-author of the book, Boosting Intentions. Mark calls himself a New Age shaman. Sometimes I think that's an old term for being a woman. And his seminars and coaching seminars remind people of stand-up comedy. So he loves to learn while having fun, and that's his passion. And Mark has a very unique way of reaching people. Helping them to get the ideas of reality steering across so that each and everyone finds their passion in life. So I want to give a big warm welcome to Mark Kettenbach to The Truth is Funny. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Hi, Colette. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I've never been introduced like this. I'm honored. And hi to all the people who are listening here from Germany.
Oh, yeah. It's so awesome to have you on the show. It's awesome to hear your voice. You've been very busy. I've been very busy. We haven't had much of a chance to connect as we usually do.
Yeah, that's and true. So, we used to, like, talk every other week, right?
Yeah. So you just got back, or you just were in Germany with Dr. Yuen at the seminar. Just tell us how that was.
That's true. I got Dr. Yuen to Germany for the very first time in terms of doing a seminar. He told me he's been there before, but just once in Munich. And we had it in Stuttgart at the SE Zentrum, which is like a big place where musical and stuff happens. And we had him there for full three days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was a blast. It was a lot of people there, like 200 or something. And well, I gave myself a big opportunity, too, because I had to translate 3 days, and I realized after a while that's a hard job to just talk on roll. But it was really good. The people loved that, and he shifted a lot of stuff. For example, we had this woman coming up who just broke her foot 3 times, like 5 days ago, and it took Dr. Yuen like 5 minutes, and she could take off all the bandages and just walk by herself. No helpers, no nothing. And they had to borrow her shoes because she didn't bring any right shoes. So she thought she'd be wearing this somehow big thing, like for the next 2-3 weeks. That was kind of impressive. It was very good.
Yeah, never fail to impress.
That is true. And then you know how he is. He's very mellow, relaxed. Well, there's no weakness. Chick, and then she could walk. That's kind of weird sometimes. If people are not experiencing that, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's something that's incredible to experience. And once you experience it, then you don't need any belief.
No, that's true. Belief is not involved in anymore. Like I had with my knees when he fixed my knees, I think in 2008. That was, for me personally, very amazing. And I'm following the method since then, which is good.
So do you want to just tell us really quickly about your knees? What happened with that?
Oh, okay. Back then, well, I do martial arts since a long time, and then they kind of like I had an operation on both knees and I don't know what's that in English. Well, they go inside with something and they cut in your knee and this and that, and they told me I should like stop doing what I do, and I was thinking to myself that's not an option because I love the martial arts. So it took me a while. Then I heard about Dr. Ewan. I went there. And really, literally, it was on a seminar. It took him like 2 minutes, and no pain anymore, no clicking noises. And I can, since then, I'm still teaching four nights a week. So that must have been something, right?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, there comes a time in everyone's life when we have like that aha moment. And you know, my dad used to call that, you know, he used to say, shift or get off the pot, something like that.
Yeah, right.
where you move forward with what you want to do. You know, he was an entrepreneur and he just really believed in that. And I know you have such a good understanding of, you know, how we're connected 24/7, communicating with the field and steering your reality. And you've discovered a way to boost intentions to create an even stronger reality. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, sure. Uli Kieslich and I were writing this book, and I was involved in correcting everything, all the words and this and that. We had long chats, and he was the one who was writing it. And so we made it together, this book. We discovered parts of it he did when he was coming back from Peru. Back then he went to a shaman, and a year later we went together. And a lot came from a lucid dream. We were lucid dreaming and downloading this information, so to speak. So I'm not thinking that we're doing something really new here, but I think no one has put it in such words as we do. What it is, doesn't matter what kind of energy work people do with this method, with the boosting intentions, you can put up the volume, so to speak, right? You can, if you have an Wi-Fi, whatever audio thing going on, you can put it on radio or CD or whatever, but you need the volume to put it up to make it loud so you'd be heard. And with boosting intentions, what you do is you set an intention that whatever you just did was very, very strong, and then the other person's going to set an intention that your last intention was very strong. And you do this back and forth. So you do what we call a retro intention, which people realize that has the most power of them all if you send an intention backwards in time. So what you just did was ordinary strong, and then the other person goes, no, what you just did was very strong. And you go back and forth and back and forth, and that boosts us up. And everybody can feel this right away. They go like, oh, my God, I can feel this energy.
I can feel it now.
It's cool. So what you're actually doing then is you just pump up the volume, so to speak, and you put more energy. But people have to understand, whatever you do, if you do Matrix or healing or the UN method, you put energy behind something. So it determines how fast you are, how fast you get the problem, and the amount of energy you can put behind a thought. And with the boosting of intention, you can afterwards rise up the power, so to speak, you did put in.
That is so cool.
That's a cool tool.
Yeah, it is. It's an awesome tool. I've actually read your book because you were so you sent it to me. And a preview of it, and it's amazing. I really enjoyed it. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to go on a short break. When we return, we will hear more about how we can boost our intentions from our shaman man here, Mark Kattenbeck.
Thank you.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I'm in sunny Regina, Saskatchewan, the city that rhymes with fun. And my guest today is Mark Kettenbach, all the way from Germany. Before we continue, I just wanted to be sure that our listeners have your contact information, Mark. Will you please share that with us?
Sure, sure. You can find me on the net, www.markkettenbach.com. And I promise it will be up in English as well next week. It should have been, but we had some internet, whatever problems, but starting next week, it will be up in English too.
Perfect. And Mark is also generously offering a free private session for the first two listeners who email us at info@thetruthisfunny.com.
That is
and,
true.
Yeah, that's awesome of you. Thank you. And also,
welcome.
Each person who sends their email address to info@thetruthisfunny.com will receive an email with a discount code for Mark's new book, Boosting Intentions, and that's scheduled to be released in September, right?
Yeah, we will hope we can do September. We have a little bit translation problems right now. The version you were reading, we would say it's 90% okay. We have another editor. We'll go through that because we have this certain type of humor in German, and it is not so compatible in other languages. So a lot of people kind of scratch their hair. And we had this one editor, he wanted to put out all, you know, we have a lot of hypno talking in there. So once you read the book, it will change you already for the better. And then the people come and say, well, this is not the true or the right grammar. We'll take this out and this out. And we go, oh, no, because we thought something there while we were doing this. So we're looking for somebody who can edit it and so it's the book like the same. It is in German. It will be in English. So September is a good call. That should work.
Yeah, I've read your book, and there's just very small grammar issues in it. And I totally could feel the rhythm of the words of that book. As you read it, every word that everybody uses holds energy. And the energy in those words, and then the rhythm of the words, and the way that sometimes I do that a lot myself when I'm writing. There's a certain rhythm and a certain reason why I put certain words together. And sometimes people think it's a little bit weird way to say it, but it's because of the energy that it puts out, the rhythm. And then there's also the empty spaces in between the words. And so I totally got that when I was reading your book.
That is so true.
Yes. Yeah. I could feel the rhythm of the words actually shifting my energy as I was reading it.
Cool. And that's why we said that one of us, Uli and I, just one of us going to write it, and the other one, we would talk about it, but this one person writes it, which was in this case Uli, and we always were talking about what's the next step we want to have in there, and I was going to correct a lot, so the in-between energy fits. Some people get triggered by certain words, so we kind of strengthen all that, so if they read it, they get totally into that vibe, communicate.
Cool.
And yeah, we do the same thing with the English version right now. That's another reason why we'll take a little bit. But right, as you said, will everybody who puts in their email will have a date, a special day on Amazon where they can download it as a Kindle file, that special day for 99 cents instead of, I don't know what it's cost, I think $9 or $10.
Cool.
So if they give in the email address, we'll name them their day. And also if they have a friend and once the day is out, they can tell their friend too, we're okay with that.
Cool.
But we would like them to then go and give their stars and rate it on Amazon however they liked it. That would be nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to when your book comes out. And I know that, you know, this boosting your intentions is so strong because you basically are sending your sensor, which is your mind, out.
That is true. That is so true. That's the biggest problem always. If there's so much, at least at the German market, so much books about wishing and how to really wish, and most often boil down to you set the wish and you stop thinking about it, so you don't interfere, right? And the problem is people wish something, and the next day, on a subconscious way, they just come along and that will be so great if, and that's already doubt. And then they kind of change what they did. But with boosting intention, you put something out, you can boost something you don't even know what it's all about. Like the other person can set the intention for you, and then you boost it up, and you can't, your sensor is gone, and that's very cool.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is basically based on your experiences, you know, you and Yuli, and also reality transurfing. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Actually, it's not official yet, but we are in contact with the book company of Vadim Zeeland, and they might be interesting for the book and also maybe even to publish it. So that would be ultra great if that would happen.
Well, let's boost that right now.
Let's boost that right now. Okay, how about you send the intention, Colette, and
I'll send that intention that would happen.
Yeah, the world, a good phrase also for the listeners is always to say, my world takes care of, and then you put in wherever you want.
All right, so my world takes care of this book being published.
Good, and you set the intention. I'll now set the intention that your last attention was super strong, and I'll send you the energy on your midline, like in the U method. And now you send it back to me and say, my last attention was very strong.
Yes, and you're so.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah, there we go.
And I'll send it back to you. Boom.
There we go.
And again, you and me.
Quantum speed.
Well, until you feel that there's a certain point where the energy just can't rise anymore. It goes. And that's actually when people ask us this a lot. How do I know I boosted enough? And it's like the energy rises, and at a certain point it goes. And then you know it's done.
Yeah. That's perfect. It's reality. And, you know, it was really interesting about how you were talking in your book about the jinn.
Yeah.
Jinn. So it was, you know, I was traveling with Deborah Warren one time, and we have a colleague, Phil, that I work with also, and you know Phil.
Yeah.
And he phoned me out of the blue and said, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, this wild wind just whipped up and slammed my door open. And he was making the decision at that time to move forward with his recording. Okay. He's recording an album. And right away, Deb and I looked at each other, and she said, well, that's his Whirling Dervish, his djinn.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell us about that.
Well, we as human beings, this is something that's been around for a very long time. A lot of magic people know that. We have the ability to breathe the soul into objects, which meaning we can give birth to virtual souls, so to speak. So we all can have a djinn, which is just an energetic identity that will help us to accomplish or to do whatever we want to. And the more you can also go and have an object and give this object a soul, and then you have something to grab on where you can really visualize and give this object attention. Tell him a lot that you love him and he loves you, and because you love him, he's gonna do X epsilon for you. And then will help me to do this, this, and that. And people sometimes, if they hear this, they think I'm nuts, so they smile at you like, eh. But once they try that, they realize, oh my God, it is so powerful, because you're working now on the other side of the mirror. If I'm talking about a mirror, like the reality surfing, it is everything in life on the outside is a reflection from our inside. So what we actually 24/7 feel and think and all that will sooner or later be seen on the outside. So if people say, oh, this is BS and this never works, they will realize that it never works, but it's just for them, because they made the decision and they're connecting to that certain variation of reality where it doesn't fit to them. But another person who says, well, this djinn is going to help me, I'm going to go this and this way, they will experience that all this will happen, because according to their inside, it will form on the outside. And that's a very important thing to realize, that this mirror of life, so to speak, is a mirror. It can only mirror. It does not accomplish or something. It just mirrors. So if I'm in a rage, or if I'm angry a lot because of something, then the mirror can only mirror this anger. So there will be more stuff in life I can be angry about it. Mm-hmm. That's why we talk a lot in intention boosting also about reacting paradox, which meaning if something, for example, falls down, you drop a glass by accident and you're all pissed because it fell down, blah, blah, blah. So that second, you create more of that energy that you will have to be angry about stuff. But if the glass falls down and you go like, oh my God, this is so great because I didn't like the glass anyway, now I don't have to clean it anymore, I'm rid of it, thanks God, good. And you will stay then in a perfect, great mood and energy, and you will attract more into your life where you can be happy. So it's not what happens actually to you, it's how you think about it that second it happens.
That is so awesome. That is such a great explanation of how that works, because that's our relationships are reflected back to us, our everything in life, every area of life is reflected back to us. And we're also in a place then that when that we're more of an observer rather than being in the act, like being, it allows you to be more neutral is what I'm getting.
That is true.
Yeah, so...
And it's very helpful also to really literally tell yourself, you step out of that fear to play and take place in the audience and just watch. And once you do that, you're not heavily involved emotional again, because not all people know the you method yet. But once they do, it's very easy to get out of your mind, you get out of the emotions and you're neutral. That's the same stage or the same point of view if you get a little bit off the whole thing and you can watch from a distance. That's very important.
Yeah, as an observer rather than as being so entrenched in it that you can't see yourself out of things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And my guest today is Mark Kattenbach. And we are going to, when we return, we are going to open the phone lines. We have time probably for maybe one listener or maybe two just to tune in. And if you have a bother... you can call 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And call in if you have a bother, and Mark and I will show you or allow, have you feel the experience of this as we work together.
Great. Looking forward to it.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and we
Hello.
And we are opening the phone lines. We probably have time for one listener just to have that experience, and we have Aurora from Paris online. Are you there, Aurora?
Yes, I am.
Oh, awesome.
So hello, yes.
How are you today?
Hello.
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Mark. I'm a little bit stunned. This is very interesting. I just wanted to experience instant relief.
Okay. What would you? What is bothering you, or what would you like to improve?
I have a stiff neck.
A stiff neck?
On the left side, around a little bit around the back of my neck, just at the. At the bottom of my skull and the top of my neck.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst, how intense is the pain?
It's actually gotten better and better because I've been doing some things for it, but I guess from 1 to 10, maybe 5?
Okay, cool. Mark?
Yep. I got, of course, the neck is not the problem, like it never is, where the person has the pain, never is the problem. I got a weakness, we call this, at her butt, so to speak, the left knee and the left heel. And I got it, it's coming from grief. Grief, not this life, but past life experiences. It's triggered by something at your work. Well, let's get rid of that.
There we go.
Ah, okay.
So how about now if you move your neck?
Oh my gosh.
Is it the same or different?
No, it's gone.
It's
gone, good. It's different. It's instant relief. It's just what I wanted.
Very
good.
Go.
Good, that's good. So now really you have to buy the book.
I do. I really appreciate your guys' help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I was picking up that she was dealing with a real heel. A heel in English is like, you know, someone that's kind of treating you poorly. I would just see if there's, I'm just going to give the phone number out because that was so quick. In case we have anyone else, we might have time for one more listener. 1-800-930-2819. And so it's interesting how what you said about how people never, the source where people feel the pain is almost, well, it's about, you know, maybe 5% of the time it could happen that it was actually coming from that place.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah. I worked my way through, I would say, 1,000 one-on-one coachings the last, like, 2 years, and I had never anybody who had their weakness there where they had the problem. And of course it ain't, because we notice from our car, right? Once the oil lamp goes on, no one ever comes up with the idea to get rid of the lamp or something like that. So the light bulb. So they understand, oh, you go around the car, you open the hood, and you just fill oil in, and it will disappear. And that's how we humans are, just the same thing. There's no difference.
Yeah, it's kind of like tuning in to different vibrations, different radio shows. And looking for the, Nassim Haramein talks about this, is that people will be listening to a radio station. It's kind of like, or they're looking for answers, and it's kind of like they're looking for the little man in the radio box that's talking, rather than tuning into the radio station. So it's kind of
a great way to say it. I like this.
And it's important that for people when we get neutral, and Mark and I have worked together a lot over, I don't know, when did we meet, Mark?
We met, I can tell you that, 2009. Yeah, is that what it is? I think so.
In Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, in Philly. That's right.
Yeah.
At the seminar.
Yeah, and you know, we've been working together, and it's really interesting to have that. You know, as you're shifting energy, and I can feel you shifting the energy. It's the shifts that you're creating, or the blocks that you're releasing, pop into my mind very quickly. And it's kind of, I used to have this sensation where I would hear like dominoes clicking, clickety, clickety,
okay,
click.
Yeah.
And now I hear card shuffling when you do that.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, it's funny that you bring this up, because when Dr. Ewan back in 2008 fixed my knees, I had the sensation of cards shoveling in my knees, like, that was weird. So I can very much like dig that example up, because I felt this. That's cool. That's very cool. Well, you are, like, to me, according to me, you are one of the best human people out there he ever produced, so to speak, I think. You're very good,
well,
Colette.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I've, you know, the more people that you work with, from all around the world. And you know, the more that you put it into practice, nobody needs to practice this. You know, I've been teaching this to people for about 4 years now. You know, that's what I've been doing, and having seminars. And you know, you and I have been talking about having a seminar together for a long time. Yep. And you know, so when do you want to do that?
How about next year, 2014?
Perfect.
When are you? Like, we could start in Canada and then come over to Germany and do something. So when will you be up for doing something?
I was thinking of, you know, if in April, Toronto is really pleasant.
Okay, sounds good to me. Because
I don't want to bring you here in February.
Okay. Well, see, I live in Germany, so I'm used to weather no one needs. But if I have the choice, I'd rather come to Toronto when it's nice there. Actually, you know, my parents used to live 10 years in Toronto, and before I was born, they went to the edge of Germany just to give birth to me and put me out in the woods, I guess. Speaking of it, I will ask them right tonight, right? How did that happen? Because Toronto is such a nice city, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. And so, you know, and if we could do that in April and then head to Germany, and then in the fall, in September, Vancouver is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Seth,
gotta love Vancouver. 100%. Yeah.
I'm 100% behind that. We do that.
Okay, so we'll arrange that for, and we'll start working on that together to get that happening. It'll be a lot of fun, and a lot of fun for, you know, people that have been wanting to go to the seminars. I have so much fun sharing this information with people, watching them just in the first few minutes of you know, within 3 hours, I teach an introductory, and people learn how to identify their weak and strong, and how to realign that energy on their midline, on their spine. And it's the most fun part of the seminar because everybody's so excited. They're like, oh my God, it works.
Yeah, that's true. We had one participant. She never did anything with the UN method, came to the seminar, and she told me the next day, in the evening of the first day, she was talking to her friend on the phone, and she had a neck problem, and she got rid of it in 15 minutes. She said, it just came to her, and she did this, and this, and this, and this, and her friend was so quiet, and she's like, oh, well, are you okay, are you okay? She's like, yeah, it's gone. She couldn't even talk anymore. Like, after the first day, I can't believe it. These people are getting faster and faster because the morphogenetic field for all these correction, for the strengthening, is getting bigger with every person who does it. So the people coming in now, they learn it like nothing. That's great.
Yeah, there's like a field of energy around it now. And I've noticed this, that people are able and to pick this up so quickly and to use it so effectively, so quickly. I have many mums right now that have come to my seminars, and they're strengthening their children, and children who have been labeled, you know, ADHD, autistic, you know, that were supposed to have serious problems. There's nothing more wonderful than having someone, you know, a mom boost their baby.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true.
And well, so that's that, you know, this is what, as more and more people step into their power, it gives more and more other people permission to step into theirs. So I just wanted, before we take a break again, I was just wondering if you can please share your contact information with us just one more time.
Sure.
That our listeners have that.
You'll find me on the internet, Kettenbach, KETTENBACH.com. And it's up in German and up in English, the website. It will be up in English starting next week, I promise.
Cool. And what about your book? It's out in German right now already.
Right. The book is out in German. You get all, for all the people who want it, and as a hardcover, it's out in Germany. It's called, of course, it has a different name, right? But Boosting of Intention, you will find it too. That's not the problem. And we also have out a DVD in German, by the way. And both of them are called Intentionen Boostern. And there's a DVD and, as I said, the book. and you get all that through Amazon. So go for it.
Okay, and don't forget that to connect with us at info@thetruthisfunny.com to receive your discount code for when the book does come out in English. And so we will be back shortly. And when we return, Mark and I are going to put an intention out and boost it for
That's
everybody
true.
Listening
Look,
in.
All the listeners, right?
Cool.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and this
Hello.
Is generally... Hello, Mark. And so this is generally when I do the shift of the week, and we do a group clearing for everybody. We have one more caller on the line, so we're first of all going to take Suzanne from Germany. Are you there, Suzanne?
Yeah, hello. Yes, hello. I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Hello. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I just have an issue about pain in the lower back on the right side.
Okay.
And I know only the German name. I don't know if it's if you're interested in to hear this. Maybe Mark.
What's the name of it? Maybe I know in English. So.
Yeah, it's just a blockage in iliosacral gelenk. around the Ilulissat-Kargelenk. Okay.
Like, oh,
I don't know the English word. Sorry for this.
No, that's okay. There's no need to be sorry. I'm just getting right away, as soon as you were saying this, is bending over backwards to please people. So we're just going to strengthen you to quit doing that.
Okay. Well, it's in her coccyx brain.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are you picking up, Mark?
I got something in her right shoulder. And let me see. Past life stuff again. Mm. But it's from the front. She got pinned. Well, no, she actually did pinch somebody into the right shoulder with some sort of a sharp object. Let's get rid of that. Okay.
Metal, heavy metal too. So like just let's delete that from the system. Any heavy metals. Slow, cool. Stagnating. Stagnation.
Cool. Well, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling, Suzanne?
Oh, good.
Hello?
Actually, I really immediately felt this in my right shoulder. Yeah.
Okay. So it's
strengthened. She feels what? I didn't get that.
In her right shoulder, as soon as you spoke about her shoulder, felt that. So we're just going to strengthen the shoulder to the area of your back and to your central nervous system, strengthening so that those three are working 100% infinite potential, that the impulse is very strong, totally connected. I was just picking up that stagnation of heavy metals, just deleting that, all heavy metals. It's coming up iron and the thought of ironing things out. So it just, you know, being flattened, actually.
Yeah, so, also the taste of blood, which also has to do with iron, weakens her. So let's get rid of that.
Okay.
Maybe she should take supplements and stuff like that. They'll trigger that.
Are you taking any iron supplements?
Right? So they feel the same.
Oh, sorry. Suzanne, are you taking any iron supplements?
No.
Okay.
Good. So how about now? How does it feel now?
Yeah. It's better.
Cool.
Good. Good.
Yeah. It's not gone, totally gone, but I feel that I can move. With more freedom,
okay, cool.
Maybe. Yeah.
We're going to strengthen your perception to catch up with the energetic shifting. Same, not same, change, no change, different, not different. Just getting your perception strong to your intuition and so that you have that perfect insight.
I got also weakness in her right leg, and that's due to a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation of sensation and emotions. I get rid of that, down to zero minus infinity, strengthen, reset. Okay.
How are you feeling now, Suzanne?
Yes. I'm laughing.
Good.
See, the truth is funny.
It is, and shift happens. I love that.
All right, so we're going to move on now. Thank you, Suzanne. We're going to move on
now. Yeah, thank you so much.
And, the shift of the week so that we can, energetically connect with all of our listeners here. And so, Mark, what is the intention that we're going to put out there and we're going to boost together?
Okay, there's a triad in the U method called want, needs, and desires, because we all have that. And how about My world will take care of all my want, needs, and desires. I will make this 100% infinite potential. Now, I'm going to set the intention.
There we go.
Okay, done. Now, Colette, you're going to boost
it. Okay, and in my world, I'm going to boost this intention for everyone listening in right now and listening in later. That it's at 100%.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah. And then you're going to boost it back to me, which you already have.
Yeah, that's right. Now you're going to come back at me, and I come back at you. We just do this simultaneously.
Yeah, and yeah, just you can just feel it building.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's really, really cool to feel that energy build. And then, as you said, you could just feel when it's Done.
That's for the roof, right? Over the top, and then you know, okay, done. Good.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to also say that, you know, when we're working in this way, what happens is we're strengthening on the midline for everybody so that, you know, if you consider that like the hard drive of a binary computer, just strengthening that any weaknesses would be deleted down to zero negative infinity, and that any, you know, that we would be strong to 100%. And once you get to 100% potential, then you can go to infinity and beyond, just like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's true.
And just fly through it, you know? So,
yeah, great.
We also, are you picking up any other weaknesses here for the group, Mark? It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. It does feel really good. I feel a little bit in the desire part, because desire triggers all the desires people used to have and weren't fulfilled. So let's put up all, like every listener now thinking real quick about a desire I used to have, and we'll connect with that desire, all the desires they had this lifetime and in other lifetimes, and we'll delete them down to zero, minus infinity, make them strong to it, and make them so the past doesn't connect to the immediate, intermediate, and further future anymore, and the way back, and strengthen them. Done.
There we go. Awesome. So if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on www.thetruthisfunny.com, also on crystallinevision.com. And I do have an upcoming seminar. People have been asking about it. This one won't be with Mark yet. This one's in September of this year in Vancouver on the 21st and 22nd. It'll be at the Chateau Granville. And you can actually go to crystallinevision.com and pre-register and save yourself $50. And I'm also going to be interviewing with Ignite the Light with Karen Anderson, and Awaken to Happiness Now with Shefala Burns. And so I'm looking forward to those interviews. And I also wanted to say thank you very, very much to Mark for coming on the show. Thank you for being so generous with your time and energy.
Well, Colette, first of all, thank you very, very much for having me. And I will tell all the listeners, if you have the chance, go see Colette live. This is a life-changing experience, I'll promise you. Check her out, 100%.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and you know, and I just want to thank all the listeners for having an open mind, listening in, and also the people that called in. Thank you for calling in, and you know, The Truth is Funny every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock Pacific time, and then also 11 o'clock Eastern time. And thank you so much for listening in. Bye for now. And remember that shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.